We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. You are just in time as we traverse the most heavily commuted, not to mention most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show, the 5 o'clock follies. Great to have you along, and here's how you join me, be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And my email address is bob@1063word.com. To the phones immediately because Dwayne in my stomping grounds of Taylor's has been patiently hanging on. We were discussing in the previous hour of the program, the naming suggestions for the brand new Woodruff Road bypass, expected to be completed by springtime this year, which amazingly, even though it's called the Woodruff Road bypass, does not bypass Woodruff Road. Instead, takes you back into it from three different directions. So the Greenville Daily Worker had a story in the paper with people suggesting various names, many of which were quite sarcastic and amusing. And Dwayne joins us to partake in that theme. Hi, Dwayne, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. I think what they ought to name it is making an asphalt out of myself.
Yeah, that certainly could work.
And from your description of where this thing's going to go and where it's going to come out, This thing is more like an elementary school car line.
Yeah, that's. I think that's a very accurate description. You know, you put a bunch of people in one.
Traffic.
Yeah, you put a bunch of people in one lane, and a bunch of people in another, and then another group of people in a third lane, and guess what? They all end up coming back out on Woodruff Road.
Oh, it's just amazing.
Yeah, your tax dollars at work, Dwayne.
Oh, I know that. That's true. I think they're making fun of us is what it is.
Yeah. And the joke is on us.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad. But thank you, Dwayne. I appreciate it. Good to have you along. Bobby, how about the WTF bypass? Bobby, Woodruff Road bypass, because you stopped breathing on Woodruff Road. Now, Bobby, the Woodruff Road bypass should be called Fake Out Way. Gotcha. Now, Bobby, the sun is shining. Donald Trump is president, but Kellyanne Conway's husband is still relevant. Speaking of which, President Trump firing back today at George Conway, husband to White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, on Twitter this morning in a retweet of Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale that dismissed the vocal critic of the president as a total loser. The president retweeting George Conway, a total loser. Who is this guy? By the way, George Conway is a D.C.-based lawyer, recently warned in a series of tweets and retweets that the president's, in his estimation, erratic and voluminous social media activity on Sunday is a sign that his mental condition is getting worse. Gee, I didn't know that in addition to being an attorney, George Conway was also an MD and a psychiatrist. His wife, Kellyanne, who frequently defends her boss on regular cable news appearances, was asked of her husband's criticism of the president and dismissed it out of hand. When confronted by reporters about her husband's tweets, Kellyanne's answer was terse, "No, I don't share those concerns." Conway responded to the presidential attack by tweeting out a list of symptoms for narcissistic personality disorder. I guess these all escaped his attention when the sainted Barack Hussein Obama, the king of the narcissists, was in the White House. Meantime, the aforementioned Brad Parscale, or Parscale, whichever it is, President Trump's 2020 election campaign manager, says he knows why George Conway continues to tweet disparaging remarks about the president's mental health. Brad, referring to George Conway as Mr. Kellyanne Conway, didn't get a White House job that he wanted, and now he's on a Twitter vendetta. He tweeted, "We all know that at Real Donald Trump turned down Mr. Kellyanne Conway for a job he desperately wanted. He barely worked at the Justice Department and was either fired slash quit, didn't want the scrutiny. Now he hurts his wife because he's jealous of her success. The president doesn't even know him." Conway suggested the president doesn't have a rational plan or strategy, and the things he says and does are a product of his pathologies. Okay, thank you, George, for your diagnosis of the president's mental state. To the phones we go. Steve is next up. Steve is in Easley. Hi, Steve, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hi, Bob. I'd like to invite everybody who's listening that lives near Pickens County or in Pickens County to our Conservatives of the Upstate meeting tonight. We'll be at the Pizza Inn in Pickens on Marianne Street. No, wait a minute, Marianne Street. Anyway, it's the one in Pickens next to the grocery store.
Gotcha.
They're famous for Pizza Inn if you live out there.
Yeah.
But we'll be meeting at 7 o'clock. We're basically the equivalent of a Tea Party group. It just doesn't call ourselves a Tea Party. But we keep up with county issues, school board issues, state issues. Tonight we'll be having David Harrison speak. He's going to run for sheriff, so we'll hear what he has to say. But if somebody is concerned about politics in Pickens County, they're very welcome to come out to Pizza Inn. You don't have to eat if you don't want to, but it's nice if you do. And that's all I really wanted to mention tonight,
yeah,
Bob.
And nothing against the Tea Party, you know, because we've been affiliated with the Tea Party since its inception here in Greenville. But I get it. You know, there is baggage that is now attached to the Tea Party moniker or name that's been applied by the leftist media. And we know what they're up to with that. But
they never get it right.
No,
either.
No, they don't. Do they? They're consistently wrong or deliberately lying, as they've been known to do. But yeah, calling it a conservative group, I think, is a good way to go.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
You bet. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Bobby, maybe we should get the president to end his tweets with the famous Southern expression, well, bless his heart. Bob, the name should be Common Core Road, because you have to go the long way around to get to the original place. Good point. Bobby, here's a suggestion. Why don't they maintain the roads they have before they build any more? From James. Nope. You're making way too much sense, James. That's never going to fly. Bob, when I saw the Conways next to each other, the first thing that came to my mind was, man, is he way out of his league? I have to admit, you know, Kellyanne said something. She was asked naturally by the media about her husband's tweets, and she said, "Look, you know, I got four kids, and I'm getting them all off to school. I don't have time to read all his tweets." And I thought to myself, "Holy cow, she had four kids with this fat slob." And I only refer to him in that fashion, well, because he is. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more. There is interesting information that is coming out about the whole Russian dossier and how this farcical silent coup was put together. And what's pathetic is, apparently, there's never going to be a special investigation into the special investigators. Be right back.
What?
Welcome back. 522 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I mentioned this briefly yesterday in the bonus hour of the program, but it deserves repeating because we all know the story by now of how this bogus Russia investigation into collusion between the Trump campaign and Vladimir Putin's Russia came about. And it was the concept of Hillary and the DNC who hired a law firm out on the West Coast who then in turn, they did that to try and hide the money. The law firm then hired this opposition research firm, and the opposition research firm then reached out to this former British spy, Christopher Steele, to create the Trump dossier, all right? The dossier then came into the hands of John McCain. He took it to the FBI. The colluders at the FBI then used that is the dossier, as their evidence to go to the FISA court and get a warrant to spy on the presidential campaign of Hillary's opponent, Donald Trump. Well, now we learn Christopher Steele, the former James Bond, who created the anti-Donald Trump Russia dossier, where he got his information. Turns out he testified in court. He used unverified information that he found on a CNN website where users of the website generated their own content. Fox News reporting Saturday that Steele, testifying in a defamation lawsuit filed by a Russian entrepreneur named Gubarev, said that he obtained information about one of this Russian's companies on something called CNN Report. By the way, the lawsuit was dismissed back in December. As Fox News noted, CNN's iReport, which is now apparently defunct, invited members of the public to submit their own content as a form of citizen journalism. The service contained a disclaimer. The views and content on this site are solely those of the iReport.com contributors. CNN makes no guarantees about the content or the coverage on iReport.com. And yet, that's where the stuff that Steele used in his dossier came from, which CNN then ran with as if it was legitimate news. iReport.com was a user-generated site. It means that the stories submitted by users were not edited or fact-checked or screened before they went up as a post. Only the stories marked on CNN had been vetted by CNN for use in their news coverage. Now, lots of people argue about what constitutes news, but really it's just something that happens someplace to someone. Whether that something is newsworthy mostly depends on who is affected and on who's making the decision. And on this iReport.com, that was you. They said, so we've built this site and equipped it with some nifty tools for posting, discovering, and talking about what you think makes news. CNN is known to have known about the contents of the dossier, then FBI Director James Comey warning President-elect Trump that CNN had the document and were looking for a news hook. So once this other website, BuzzFeed, published it, then CNN jumped on it to report on the dossier and has continued to treat it as legitimate ever since. In their effort, of course, to substantiate the wild claims of Russian collusion with Trump, though the dossier's main contentions have never been corroborated. Ironically, at least some of the dossier's content may have originated with CNN itself, which they turned around and reported as news. Now, in addition to this, Judicial Watch announced yesterday it has received 339 pages of heavily redacted records from DOJ, which reveal that former Associate Deputy Attorney General Bruce Orr, whose wife worked for this Fusion GPS company that was the op-ed research people that hired Steele, former Associate Deputy Attorney General Bruce Orr remained in regular contact with former British spy and Fusion GPS contractor Christopher Steele after Steele was fired by the FBI in November 2016 for revealing to the media his position as an FBI confidential informant. The records show that Orr served as a go-between for Steele by passing along information to his colleagues, that would be a DOJ, on matters relating to what Steele was up to. And we already know what he was up to. He was taking information that had been submitted by the general public, in other words, the wildest kind of rumors from CNN's iReport website, and putting that stuff in his dossier as factual reporting of what he had discovered. Orr also set up meetings with Steele, regularly talked to him on the phone, and provided him assistance in dealing with situations Steele was confronting with the media. Now, this whole thing is just so wide and so deep. And by the way, what are some of these people still doing at the FBI and at DOJ to this date? In on the text line 71307, Bob, the best summary of Spygate that I've ever heard, clear enough for anyone to follow. Thank you. Bobby, not only did the idiots at Fox suspend Judge Jeanine, they just put Paul Ryan on their board. Yeah, we mentioned that in the first hour. Talk about stupid. Bobby, are we to believe that John McCain had all of this false intel and his little buddy Lindsey Graham didn't have a clue? You know, Trump has to be wondering the same thing. Bobby, if George Conway is an MD, that means he's a manic depressive. By the way, he also looks like Porky Pig. Bobby, we are one presidential election away from a socialist, tyrannical nation. Do we need to now be prepared to revolt after each presidential election? I'm asking for a friend. Bobby, the name should be... Oh, I'm sorry, that's one I shared already. Bobby, why is John McCain still relevant? Good question. 529 here in the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is still relevant because she's standing by with breaking news in the News Center, and I'm right back on the other side here on Tuesday.
Side effects may include drowsiness and loss of appetite.
Oh, I certainly hope not. 5:37, 23 before 6 here in the Bobby Mac Show. Oh, one more note on what I was running down about the colluders and the DOJ and the FBI. Texter points out, Bob, guess who is still over the Mueller investigation at the DOJ? Rod Rosenstein. I thought he was going. I did too. Wasn't he supposed to be retired by like March 1st? And he's still hanging around to make sure things go smoothly, you know. Okay, here we go. Time for the Tuesday edition of... Well, here's Gary Goodvoice to intro it.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing, Amazing, True, True Facts.
Hey, this is funny. Well, you'll be the judge of that. Can we all agree there are way too many made-up holidays? But this is one that I think we can appreciate. Today is National Let's Laugh Day. A few statistics from the new survey on our laughing. 96% of people say they enjoy making other people laugh. 95% of us think laughing helps relieve stress. I do as well. 79% of people like our laugh, but if we could choose a different one, 45% would want an infectious laugh, 33% would want a sweet laugh, whatever that is, 14% said they would want a goofy laugh, 5% would want a belly laugh, and 3% would want an annoying laugh. Although I don't know why. You know who I thought had... an infectious laugh. Johnny Carson had a great laugh. 77% of people think they're funny. I hate to break this to you. 39% like to be self-deprecating and make fun of themselves to make people laugh. That's me. That is me all over. 60% of Americans in relationships think they're the funny one. That includes 68% of men, 54% of women. Only 33% of men and 29% of women said they laugh at least 10 times a day. I think, I'm in that group. The people who make us laugh the most, our friends, our significant other, our kids, our siblings, and our parents. And I would add our pets. Miss Megan makes me laugh all the time. What is the best chain restaurant in America? Over 7,000 people voted online. Recent survey asked the simple question, what are the best chain restaurants in America? Almost all of the top 10, fast food joints. Numero uno, Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A? Wait a minute. Hang on a second.
Eat more chicken.
There we go. Number two on the list, Wendy's. Number three, Five Guys. Everybody says that Five Guys has really good burgers. I've never been there, though. I've got to try one, see if I like them. Number four on the list, Subway. Number five, Dairy Queen. Number six, Red Robin. Number seven, IHOP. Number eight, the Colonel, KFC. Number nine, Taco Bell. Taco Bell? Wait a minute. Number 10 on the list is Burger King. Cheesecake Factory just missed the top 10 at number 11. Olive Garden, 12. Red Lobster, 13. McDonald's. Wow. McDonald's. 73rd? Wow. The average person can get away with not remembering five things a day because now technology does it for us. Top things we forget. Passwords. Way too many of those. Phone numbers. Recent poll found the average person can get away with not remembering five things a day. More than a third of us feel like we don't have to remember anything anymore. That's spooky. That's kind of dangerous. Top five things we forget because of technology. Passwords, other people's phone numbers, how to spell certain words, how to write legibly, especially young people, and how to do basic math. By the way, your own phone number just missed the top five. Number six, what's your phone number? I don't know. I never call myself. Few more that made the top 20. Your address? Your birthday? No, it's got to be other people's birthdays. Names, directions, and what time your favorite shows are on. Because people know, Google it. You'll find it. And finally, this note from Hollywood. Somebody made a chart on Reddit showing Leonardo DiCaprio. Isn't he doing a new Tarantino movie? Yeah, I think he is. Leonardo DiCaprio has never dated a woman over 25. Now, 1999, when he was 24, he hooked up with 18-year-old Gisele Bündchen. Bündchen, they broke up 5 years later. I think she's done okay in the meantime, hasn't she? Yeah. 2000, he was 29, she was 23 when they broke up. 2005, started dating Bar Raffaelli. Is that her name? He was 30, she was 20. That lasted from 05 until 10 when he was 35 and she reached his limit of 25. This guy's like, he's worse than Hugh Hefner. 2011, he dated Blake Lively, who was 23 to his 36. And the next year, hooked up with Aaron Heatherton, who was 22. From 2013 to 14, he dated Tony Garn, By the time they broke up, she was 21, he was 39. In 2015, he fooled around with some old hag named Kelly Rohrbach, who was 25. Never had to buy her a 26th birthday present. She was out of there. 2016, hooked up with Nina Agdal, but he got rid of her after she turned 25 the following year. And now he's with a young lady named Camilla Moroni. She's 21. How old is Leo? 44 this past November. Is there a thin line between heroic and just flat-out creepy? I'm asking for a friend. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. There you go. There's today's amazing true facts. When we come back on the other side, Colorado, among other states, thinks it's a real good idea to get rid of the Electoral College. Five fifty, ten before six here on the Bobby Mac Show. As to my question, is there a fine line between heroic and creepy? Texter says, yeah, there is, Bob, and Robert Kraft crossed it. Another texter said, Leo sounds like a pervert. Gotcha. About Five Guys. Bob, Five Guys is great, but very expensive. Really? Bobby, Five Guys burgers are pretty good, but also pretty expensive. Take lots of money. Bobby, you know what makes me laugh every day? Watching liberal logic get destroyed by facts on YouTube. Bobby, there's a formula to calculate that age below which it is creepy, a.k.a. the creepy age. It's half your age plus seven and works for any age. Holy cow, my creepy age is 43? Hey, remember? Wow. Dear Mr. DiCaprio, rule of thumb, if you were 20 and she was in diapers, it's too young. Gotcha. To Lou, who is in Campobello. Hi, Lou, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Thank you, Bobby. You know, you were talking about the Steele dossier, and I hear the left and I hear a lot of people talk about pious Robert Mueller, how he's so dedicated, he has integrity.
Oh yeah,
and he's beyond reproach.
Yep, he is. He's pure as a driven snow.
That's right. I don't know how anybody in his position, who didn't do at least a little bit of investigation on the detail of the initial charge he's looking into, and as far as the firing of Comey. If Comey and Rosenstein aren't guilty of dereliction of duty for not trying to figure out whether or not something they were going to persecute and prosecute people on were even true, and I would hope that it sends shudders through the Democrats' spine to think that someday maybe the Republicans will ante up a spine and get to do this to the Clinton machine. And for all the Democrats that say, well, you know, the Clintons, that was years ago. Why don't we move on to something current? Manafort's crimes are not current. They were during the Obama administration and before. And it's amazing how the liberals, I won't even say the Democrats, the liberal left is looking for impeachment of Trump, looking for a charge to make it stick.
Yeah. The sad part is, Lou, you mentioned doing this to the Clintons and to all the others, but I think you would agree with me that crossing the line when people who have put their hand on the Bible and sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States violate that trust and use their positions of power to do nothing more than to advance a political agenda— that's wrong no matter which side does it, but that doesn't dismiss the fact that a fair review of the things that the Clintons have done should, in a balanced world, demand investigation.
Well, let's put the Clintons aside for a minute. We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
They ruined General Flynn's life.
Yes.
They bankrupted him. He has nothing left, and his crime is lying to the FBI. What McCabe, Rosenstein, and Comey did is 100 times worse.
Yes.
But nothing will happen to them because their ultimate goal is to impeach Trump, and they're being stoked by the left, defended by the left, encouraged by the left, and sadly encouraged and stoked by the rhinos on the right.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic when the instruments, you know, you look at the statue of Lady Justice, whatever her name may be, if she has one, you know, holding the scales, she's blindfolded. But in the Obama DOJ and FBI, she has one hand on the scale, and with the other hand, she's lifting up one eye over the blindfold to be able to see the agenda that they want to pursue.
And now Fox News is hiring the woman that gave Clinton,
yes,
Donna would hurt. Yeah, she gave Clinton the answers, okay?
Yeah, in that town hall, yeah.
Yep, they were going to be asked of Clinton. And Fox News hires this woman to be an independent, to actually have some integrity and bring integrity from the left for their show. I'll tell you what, Fox News, I think it's owned by Disney now.
They sold off the movie parts, and Fox News is a standalone independent.
But it's a wholly independent of Disney, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So how many wholly owned independents of any company are truly independent?
Well, when it's being run by Rupert Murdoch's kids who believe in a progressive globalist agenda, then we get people like Donna Brazile, the infamous leaker. What do you have to do to disgrace yourself as a journalist? How can she possibly be working as a journalist after leaking information to one campaign before a CNN town hall? But, you know,
Bobby, when you take some of the crimes, and I mean crimes that the left are doing, when you have an elected congresswoman that basically can say anything they want, offer jihad against our country,
right,
anti-Semitic comments that they can make, really giving answers to a presidential candidate probably ranks well above the depth that they're willing to go to get their way.
Yeah, remember the old saying, by any means necessary, that was used in a different context? I think Democrats are certainly employing it now.
I think you're right, Bobby.
I appreciate the call. We were good to have you here. Hour number 3, 5 o'clock follies has zipped on past. One more to go, though. Stand by. Bonus hour on the way next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.